strange but inevitable poetic truths. A favourite tactic. Try not to be yourself. This involves courageous leaps. What would a child do here? A scientist? A pig called Napoleon? Orwell imagined authoritarian farmyards and invested in the down and outer life on London streets. The poet rides a mood into a bank of clouds. He attempts to land safely like a parachute is touching down in meadow grass. Daily living is a scavenger hunt. The poet scavengers for purple flannel flowers on Monday, writes a poem on Tuesday, sells tickets to the fall of Icarus on Wednesday. A real estate agent dreams of a richer inner life. He hears about a creativity implant. Name your price, he says. The poet toys with titles. Caring spoils everything. God knows we need fresh visions. Loneliness of the long-distance writer. Joyce Carol Oates ran religiously, said how much it helped. Her readers want to know if she ran from or towards. Was it helpful to scream under the roar of the train on the railway bridge? It was. Seeing the Vigilante movie also helped. Want to make things better? First allow them to get worse. The news star, on the verge of resignation, says we should edit our lives ruthlessly and frequently. What will she do next? Definition of spiritual gall. The belief in a supreme deity watching over you. Definition of spiritual humility. A ryokan monk dragging his tobacco tin by a length of string. Poets need gall and humility. The gall to conjure an oasis from nothing. The humility to peddle it in the marketplace. The poet has a website. Think obscure country lane on which a goat comes strolling. A flannel flower between its teeth. Please, words, the poet says, do your job unobtrusively, like a soundless doorman granting passage. The father of poet Hart Crane invented the famous candy rings called lifesavers. Hart's life ended when he jumped ship and drowned in the Atlantic on a rough night involving alcohol and sailor boys. The poet's shirt is a spinnaker to lure the wind. The collar is frayed, the tie a noose, and one of his legs is caught in the current. Audrey frees the leg, and the couple go for a hike. Flora and fauna chaperone them, sassafras and strung-out water vines, lily pillies and all singing lyrebirds, darting ahead on the track. Audrey and the poet set up camp in a clearing flanked by smooth-barked apple trees. Poet follows the escarpment path to the drop. He reveres the void and edges closer. What would the real deal do here? The poet skips a step back and eats a pear with headphones on to amplify the crunch. At dawn, the couple emerge, life-struck from their tent. The trunks of the apple box are converting sunlight into art. What would a cat with three lives left do here? What would an artist do here? Hold a magnifying glass dead still and wait for sparks.